99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. Beautiful day for a radio show. John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday morning. We have a great show for you to see tonight, and we have tickets to it. Craig, shall we do this after we talk to Leslie?
We can do it right now really quick, because that way everything started. Leslie is actually online with us now. But
oh, good.
We have numerous pairs of tickets to give away today, as did we last Saturday. Just text your name, email address, and which show you wish to attend, the 6 or 8 p.m. show, to 775-884-9910. And don't be concerned that you didn't get to write that down now. Just get your crayon ready, and we'll do it again after we're done talking to Leslie, which sure will be about 30, 45 minutes from now.
Sure. No, come on. Leslie, how you doing? Leslie Norris.
Hey,
Leslie Norris Townsend.
Oh, my goodness. I feel like we're real good friends now. It's been every Saturday.
You're right. I would. You bring a smile to my face just hearing your voice. And I was thinking of you because before the Fox News cast there, I read this story about one of these magazine surveys, and they made a list of the cities in the United States with the best quality of life. And I was thinking of you because you being a traveling show person, share with us some of your observations and what cities you were impressed with and things that happened to you in different cities, maybe some you lived in, but definitely performed in. You know, I always wanted to ask a comedian, are audiences different from city to city? Because I lived 10 years in Las Vegas, and I was told by many comedians that the Las Vegas audience is the toughest audience because they're so jaded. They've seen show after show, and you got to work a lot harder. So let me hear what you have to say about the different cities in this country as a comedian.
Well, the different cities are, you know, everybody, I think most people are the same. They just want to have fun. They want to have it could be a date night or, you know, get girls' night out, or the guys are just having a few beers and they just want to have fun and they don't want anything controversial though. So I think, you know, the Midwest is very, you know, they like it more clean, and sometimes you go to the big cities and they would like you to be more edgy. Ah. So that's the only difference. That, you know, people are, they just love to laugh. You know, it's so healthy to just get it out because, you know, John, if you hold the laughter in, it comes out in other areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
so you don't want that.
I'm very... Okay, I was
you can laugh if you'd like.
Leslie, he's just a little older, so it took a little bit more time for it to reach that end of his body.
Stop that. My gosh, he's not an insult comic.
I can wait for the laugh, but tonight it's going to be nonstop fun because, you know, John, not only tonight are we going to do stand-up and talk to the audience a bit, and I'll tell them a little bit about my background and how I was in Hollywood, and then I went to...
Leslie, is your background, does that lead to humorous stories and your
you know,
start in this?
It's just, you have to live a life to have humorous stories, you know, whatever. Like, for instance, I coming on the plane and it was United. I've never flown on United and I didn't have the app. And I thought, well, you know, they're asking you questions as I'm getting on the plane. Like, what was your mascot in high school? And, you know, like, we're going to remember all this stuff. And then, they want passwords. You know, there's so many passwords. I can't even remember where I live sometimes because I'm always going. So I get on the plane and I realize you can't, if you don't have an app, you can't buy a glass of wine. Did you know that? So
no.
I'm sitting next to this. Yes, I just couldn't believe it. So I nudged the guy next to me who had a briefcase and stuff, and he looked kind of upscale. And I said, if I give you $10, will you get me a glass of wine? But don't say it's me because I might be like thrown off the plane or something because I don't have the app. And so he says, sure. So he asked the stewardess, and she says, yes. And then she says, oh, you are a business traveler. Now you get a whole slew of extra goodies, like nuts and candy and all this stuff. And I thought he was going to say no, and I kept hitting him. Say yes, because it's free.
Yeah.
So the good news is he did say yes, and he gave me the food and the wine, and I got my $10 back. So the trick is, don't get the apps. Oh. Just sit next to somebody with a briefcase.
I wish it were that easy. I'll tell you this. Everybody, every business I walk into wants me to load their app. I'm not going to load any more apps on my phone. I can't take any more. You guys are too late to ask me. But the supermarkets, boy, they really, and it's a hassle.
Everybody.
It's a hassle.
It is,
and you're behind. They're behind somebody who's just I got to load it up here and let me find it so I get my free dollar
like,
off
was
asparagus.
What the name of your first boyfriend? They ask you all these obscure questions. I said, you know, I'm trying to remember when my birth date is, not my first boyfriend, you know?
No, okay,
it's crazy. So you're coming tonight, and I hope to see. We're giving away all these tickets, and we're going to give away the big money game show. So we did this at the Carson Nugget, did it a couple months ago, and now they're doing it again. And everybody to the stage that it plays the game will win money. They win money.
That's,
so this is going to be fun. Last time, the big prize is $10,000.
So you get to laugh and maybe take home some money. And I think it's very important to laugh because I'm very self-conscious. I ask myself now and then, when was the last time I laughed out loud? And if I haven't laughed out loud in over like a day or 2 days, I got to find something to laugh out loud about because it is the
really
best
do.
Chemistry for your brain. It really sets the mood for the day. It's, as you said, so healthy. And this is a great opportunity to laugh out loud with Leslie Norris Townsend. What do you get the biggest laughs about? You mentioned you're not a controversial comic.
My husband thinks I'm controversial because I ask him for like special gifts. In fact, we were living on the farm, and last one of my birthdays, he gave me 6 chickens for my birthday. Can you believe that? He's
what?
A member
what?
Of the bird family. Cheap, 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 cheap.
Okay.
So I just say, just come out and we'll talk about life. Have the experience, live the life. And, you know, this area, it's just beautiful today. I mean, you have your beautiful mountains. You have your high stream highway going through Carson City.
I got to say, I got to say, you're the happiest comic I've ever spoken to. You know, in the past, we've done interviews with some comics are just like real cynical, like they get humor out of grousing over stuff. Now back to the best cities, Leslie, the report says the best cities, San Jose, Trenton, New Jersey, Albany, New York.
I'm originally from Pensacola, Florida. So Pensacola is a great city in Florida. You don't need to go to Hawaii or to the Caribbean. You just need to go. Pensacola, Florida has a beautiful Gulf, but they do have hurricanes. In fact, the last time I went home to visit, they had a sign. There was a hurricane. They had a sign that says, "Welcome to Pensacola. We'll be right back."
And do they really? But you know what? Each city has a plus and minus. You know what? I hear from a lot of people, they moved here. Oh, the humidity was too much, which is a complaint I never heard really from the old days. But I think the newest generations are a little more sensitive to stuff like that personally. And they come here because, and they don't like the big bugs out there. Well, then you come out here and there's earthquakes, there's wildfire smoke. There's no perfect place to be. But what are your impressions, and how many times have you been to this area here in northern Nevada?
Well, this is my fifth time here at the Carson Nugget. You know, I was in the big movie that they did out here called Casino Boss. Do you remember that?
And, where can people see that?
They can see it on the Carson Nugget website, or or even go to YouTube, Casino Boss. And then you might have to like look a little further, like the Carson, Carson City, Nevada. But we had, and you know, Bob Zaney was in it, and all these comedians, Kabir Singh, we were all in this, and we had so much fun. And I played the crazy lottery winner. I mean, the winner at the casino. I was the big crazy winner. And my husband wouldn't do anything about it. So actually, I was so excited that my voice got lower by the end of the show because I was so mad that he couldn't get me the money.
Oh, that is a good bad voice. Yeah, I can hear it.
We've had so much fun here. I used to, like 20 years ago, actually, you know, I was married. I met my husband in Reno, and he was playing in Reno. I was at the Harrah's, and I was at Harvey's, and he was at Harrah's. Anyways, he was with Loretta Lynn. So I got married up here in Lake Tahoe. Actually, $89 they threw in the groom.
When you go to other cities and perform, do you kind of crack a couple of jokes about how Nevadans are or what it's like in Carson and in Reno?
Whatever's on the fly, sometimes it's very crowded right now because everybody's going skiing. So this is the time. And we always cracking jokes about, but I just tell life stories and I work clean. But I'm still a little bit edgy too. So, I mean, you can bring your family out and you can also just have a glass of wine. The food at the Carson Nug is unbelievable. I mean, last night I had some these pork chops.
And laugh out loud for sure.
You're eating.
do you do any material on the news? Are you a topical comic?
Well,
what is funny to you in the
news? Everything, it's so political anymore. So you really want to stay away from that stuff because, you know, you want your audience to be with you. And nowadays,
there goes my show.
It's so crazy. Yes, right. Well, you were a fox at the top, fox at the bottom. So those are your people. So you probably could do political stuff on your channel. But in an audience, you know, you got half and half of everybody.
Well, for our audience going to see you, you can't do a little bit of a Biden humor? Nothing like that, huh? No.
Well, I do have a little bit, actually. I do the Huckabee show regularly. So so they can also see me on Huckabee on YouTube and on the show, and I go over. When I moved to Ohio, I had to lose my accent. I had this Southern accent. And they, you know, in Ohio, they think Southern accents, you know, they can't understand it. So what I say is I used to say red and now I say red. I used to say y'all and now I say you all. I used to say broken down jalopy and now I say Nancy Pelosi.
Very well said. Okay. But we weren't no political humor at all then tonight, right?
That was it. You didn't.
Okay. Well, great.
No,
life stories are always the best.
And after the show, we'll take pictures. I have T-shirts that I'm selling. It says to most of the women, but my T-shirt says, "We can't all be a queen. Someone has to clap when I walk by."
Very nice, Leslie. Very nice. And I love the fact that you're going to be so touchy-feely with the folks out there. I like that after a show when they go out there and
pictures.
Yeah, exactly. I did that last time
and
in Vegas. I went to see
They're not afraid of me, even though my voice is a little bit out there, you know.
All right. Well, the show times are when tonight? 6 and 8?
Yeah, 6 and 8, and come on out and hang out afterwards. And I can't wait to meet everybody.
You're in town right now?
Yes.
Oh, what you going to do today?
Yesterday, I'm going to look at the, you know, I'm looking at these beautiful mountains. I wish I could go skiing, though, but the show is going to be so fabulous tonight. I got to rest up, and we're rehearsing the game show at 4. So just remember, bring your money, bring your people, bring your laughs, and we'll just have a great time.
Leslie Norris Townsend, and you can, as I think you mentioned last time, you can go on the website, Carson Nugget, and get your tickets there. Or Craig is writing down some folks who want to see your show, and you can text 775-884-9910. How's that count going there, Craig?
It's moving right along. We're counting up to our given number very quickly here.
Name, address, phone number. Right?
Name, email. I get the phone number when they text in. So name, email, and which show time they want, the 6 or the 8 p.m.
Tonight, Carson Nugget.
It will sell out, so come on out.
Leslie Norris Townsend, always a pleasure, my dear. Have yourself a great show tonight.
Thank you so much. Hope to see you tonight. Bye-bye.
Oh, put me in such a good mood. All right, we're going to take a break. I'm John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1122.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley in Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back, my friends. A beautiful day for a radio show. I'm John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday, 9 to noon at 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. I can't believe I came on at 9 o'clock this morning, and I haven't even touched on the top local news story for the week, which was the so-called glitch. Yes, they called it a glitch, which showed... I'm thinking hundreds of voters from what I've been hearing, their voter records showing that they voted in the primary and they did not. Some did not even get their primary ballots in the mail. And the Secretary of State and Washoe Registrar voting history shows that they voted. Basically, unmailed Nevada ballots showing up as counted. At least that was one of the glitches. Or they voted. And it shows they didn't. I heard that from another person. This all came out last Saturday, right after my radio show. Kills me. Ugh. So many big stories out. And after the show, I'm dying to get into them. And I have to wait till next Saturday when people are probably sick of hearing about it. So I'm cursed. But then finally on Tuesday, I think it was Tuesday, our Nevada Secretary of State says, highlight the word says, it was a bad data sync that caused the election website to show false vote history information. And after that came out, our local media, just by those words, was all kind of like problem identified and will be fixed soon, didn't affect vote tabulation. Sounds like something minor overall. They made it sound very minor, but it's good that it's going to be solved before the regular election. Let's be happy about that. Oh, we're excited. Nothing to see here, folks. I don't know. That was just the attitude that the news kind of presented it. But what kind of glitch can cause ballots to be counted when the ballots were never physically counted through a machine or mailed in by the voter? And it doesn't explain how someone I know printed their name on the mail-in ballot instead of signing it, and their ballot was accepted and counted, and their signature is on record. But they didn't sign it. They printed it. If it's not used to verify their identity on a mail-in ballot, then anybody can take that ballot and vote in their place. How can you trust an election where anyone who has somebody's physical ballot could pretend to be them and fraudulently vote as them? You know, in person, they don't need the ID, right? I'm not saying something is nefarious here or is still going on, but mail-in voting is just not secure as it should be. And on this glitch, a little more investigation, I think, is warranted. That just getting words from the people in charge, not enough, you know. But that's what the media did. We've seen some instances before that election fraud can happen. No, it's not a big, big thing where there was big fraud, but there are case after case after case, and it does happen. And I don't buy the it has never happened in the past two elections like the media has us believe. My belief is that it does, not in huge numbers, but I have seen the discarded ballots all over the mailroom floor in my old apartment complex. I know the registrar can't give every signature the examination it requires, and I believe they don't have the manpower counting these ballots election night to examine these signatures, or even over 2 weeks' time. And I believe if the local officials keep ignoring it or suppressing it and pushing the fantasy that it's nothing to worry about, we'll just minimize the dangers and leave the door open. It's not the past that I'm concerned about voter fraud. It's the future. It's the future because, like criminals, they eventually find more ways to beat the system. What has happened before has little bearing. What could happen from lax security, minimal signature verification, or bad actors who get smarter, that's what's important. Too many ways to corrupt the mail-in system is what legitimately worries the voters, and we don't like to be laughed at and called conspiracy nuts when we bring up that concern. Let's go to Kurt calling in from Reno, 884-9910. Hey, Kurt, I'm glad you called. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, John. Hey, my wife and I earlier in the week had gone to an exhibit up at the Northwest Washoe County Library just past McQueen High School. It was on bias. It's something that the library has brought in from the Smithsonian. It's an interactive exhibit. As you walk through, there's various screens there that you can touch on and see videos play on the topic that's relevant at that area of the exhibit.
What was it like?
It was very interesting. It caused you to think. It caused you to realize where some of your biases may come, and that even though you may think you do not have bias, it was pointing some of this stuff out.
You see, I was hoping there for a second there it'd be about bias in the media, but no, it's about bias that we have personally, right? Okay.
That is correct. Yes, our own personal biases that we don't think a lot of, but become a part of how we interact throughout the course of life.
Gotcha. That sounds actually good. Are they going to keep doing it, or is it gone already?
It's there till March 10th.
Oh, nice.
And it's as long as the library is open, then you can come in and walk through the exhibit. And
it's just there as an exhibit. Okay. And which library is this again, Kurt?
Northwest, just past McQueen High School.
Oh.
On Rob Drive.
Rob Drive. I've been to that library. Very nice. That's my second favorite library. My favorite is the one on Pyramid Highway by Spanish Springs. I think that is a gorgeous library. But you guys have a very nice one there on Rob Drive. Kurt, I'm glad you called and told folks about it. And, of course, it's free, right? It's a library.
Yes, it's free.
Okay. Thanks, Kurt.
Thank you, John.
All right, sir. 884-9910 is our phone number. We're going to break for Fox News. I'm John Potter on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1133.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk and 991FMTalk.com.
John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday morning, 9 to noon at 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Okay, local news. A new election poll came out this week for Nevada. I didn't see this on the news. Emerson College, KLAS, and website The Hill polled Nevada voters. Over 1,000 people polled. Nevadans. They found 46% support former President Trump. 40% support President Biden in Nevada. Trump over Biden by 6%. Ah, didn't see this on the news. Okay. But yeah, 14% undecided. Sorry, there's no none of the above on this one, folks. I wonder what percentage that would have gotten on this election year. And they also polled Nevadans about Nevada's U.S. Senate race. Senator Jackie Rosen got 40%. Sam Brown, 38%. He was the top percentage getter in the Republican. I think there are three people after this race here. Three Republicans who want to run against Jackie Rosen. Sam Brown, though, was the top Republican percentage getter there with 38%, so 2% difference there. I think the error margin on this poll, they said, was 3% plus or minus. So Jackie Rosen, 40%, Sam Brown, 38%, 22% undecided. Does that sound right to you folks? Does that poll sound pretty accurate from what you hear here? Back to Trump and Biden, they broke it down. Hispanic voters in Nevada support Trump with 44%. Yes, Hispanic voters favoring Trump in Nevada, 44%, 41% support Biden. White voters went for Trump, 51 to 39%. Women voters are 43% Biden, 42% Trump. Men are for Trump, 51% to 37%. 35% of Nevadans think Nevada is headed in the right direction. That's not a big number, 35%. 38% think things are on the wrong track. Biden holds a 34% job approval rating among Nevada voters, 34%. I think the latest nationwide poll on job approval for Biden was 38%. Just came out, and it was previously 42%. It's dropping here, but 34% in Nevada with voters and a 55% disapproval rating. They polled Governor Joe Lombardo, and they came up with 42% job approval, 29% disapprove, 29% are neutral. The economy is the top issue for 26% of Nevada voters this election, followed by immigration, 14%, education, 14%, housing affordability. See, I thought that would be higher, but that's only 13%, and healthcare, 11%. So two things stuck out for me in this. Number one, in 2020, Trump got nearly 48% of the vote in Nevada. Biden got more than 50%. So how are 14% of people in this new poll undecided when it's literally the exact same candidates as last time? And here's the second thing, and I have a question for you after these numbers. This really stands out to me. Among voters who are 35 and younger, and these are typically where I've seen Democrats get most of their votes, young people. These are the top issues for the young voters in Nevada. For most, 53%, it's cost of living. For 41%, it's jobs and the economy. And for 26%, taxes and government spending. So we have cost of living, jobs, economy, and taxes and government spending are the top three issues among Nevada's young voters. And here's the thing. I see a real, is Biden winning on those issues, on those three issues? I see a real weakness there. In a CNBC survey called Youth and Money in the USA out this month, the state of the economy is the number one issue for voters 18 to 35 nationwide. 79% rate the economy is negative, 21% is positive, 84% think the economy will improve in the coming year, 84%. And politically, looking at Biden's record, You have the withdrawal of Afghanistan. That was a mess. Inflation still being felt hard by your average citizen. Just last night, they announced the water bills are going up for 3 years, and they gave one reason and one reason only, inflation. And, of course, his half-hearted attempt to force student loan debt forgiveness got struck down in the Supreme Court. Not impressive. And how is bigger government, more regulation, reduced criminal penalties, more bail reform, more gun controls, more taxation, more CDC controls, and more power in the hands of government experts equal to more freedom? Now, neither Trump nor Biden seems clear of mind, right? I mean, we've heard both of them rant about nothing. It's depressing that this is what we're being fed and that we're supposed to pretend and believe that it's normal. But is Biden able to debate without an earpiece? The story we still hear and we keep hearing from his staff is that he's intelligent, focused, analytical, and on top of things when we're not watching. Nobody has thought to record these moments, apparently. Okay, 884-9910, our number. Ukraine, there's still disagreement about sending $60 billion more, for Ukraine. Ukraine's president is over here more often than he is in his own country, begging for handouts. I'm putting Zelensky down as a dependent on my tax return. Why isn't the European NATO alliance helping Ukraine? Don't they have the most to gain or lose in this? We've already sent more money to Ukraine than Russia's entire yearly military budget. It's only enabling more people to die while it lines the pockets of the corrupt. It's this generation's Vietnam. Every quote I hear in the news about this war, just heard it yesterday where they said that Ukraine said, if we don't get this funding stat, we're going to lose this war. The experts say, oh, the war is lost if we don't keep supporting it. Exactly right out of the Vietnam quotes right there. We're borrowing money from China and the rest of the world and then giving it away to Ukraine, basically. It's strangling our economy, and our debt load is unsustainable. China and other foreign countries devaluing the dollar by shedding billions of treasuries, which will certainly lead to major devaluation of the dollar and further inflation. And as I look around and I see people on the street and veterans in need, seniors getting a smaller than ever Social Security raise while they pay the high rent and the higher food prices, our schools the way they are, and teachers going to other states to make more money, I honestly don't believe we can afford to be the world's policeman anymore. 11:46, we have one more segment, so get your calls in here, 884-9910. If you were calling earlier, just call back, and Craig is ready to take your calls. And then we'll close up the shop here on this live and local show, 9 to noon every Saturday. I'm John Potter, back in a few minutes on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 11:47.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
One of those days where you look out the window and you think, oh my gosh, is this winter? And like I say, you know, in Las Vegas, when I was living there, we would hear the ice cream truck outside in February. It's that kind of day. I think they have a union now. Let's go to the phone, 884-9910. It's Paul calling from Virginia City Highlands. Hey, Paul, I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Good morning, John. Hey, you know, I don't want to, I like when you go on rants, but I don't want to ever hear you rant about the postage going up again.
Every
time
not.
The post office.
I no, no, I you did not you rant. Did no, time. No, I never said a thing about the
no,
postage
no, no.
going up in price. No.
No, 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 you didn't. But I don't want to hear that coming up in the future when they do it. Every time the post office tries to do something to cut costs, everybody gets their panties in a bunch and they can't do anything. You know, the mail-in voting thing, cut mail off voting 2 days earlier and have drop boxes at the post office. It's not an issue. You know,
okay.
I don't know, it was like 5 or 6 years ago, the post office tried to go to delivery mail every other day. And I don't know about you, but there's nothing that comes in the mail that I can't wait for the next day for, you know? I mean, there's nothing, you know, one day. But everybody got so upset. Oh, my God, I got to get my mail every day.
Got to get those carpet ads.
Yeah.
Are you
knocked out? So they
are you, Paul, are you associated with the post office in any way? Because I kind of feel you are.
Nope.
No,
not at all. Not at
just
all.
Just a fan.
I just,
okay.
I went in there at Christmas time to mail stuff, and they're lined up and they're busy, and they got the help wanted signs out. I have a lot of sympathy for these people. They work hard.
Yeah. Yes,
every time I go there, they're busting their butt. And,
true.
And they try to cut costs. They try to close the post office, the little post offices in little towns, and to save cost, and get shut down. Congress voted that the post office, I don't know if you knew this, but the post office had to be self-sufficient probably like 20 years ago. And every time they try to do something to be more efficient and to stay in their budget, Congress says, oh, no, you can't do that, you know.
Yeah, well said, my friend.
Going to Sacramento is not a big deal. I mean, a couple of days. And voting's in November, right? How often is 80 shut down early in November? You know, maybe a half a day. It's just uncommon.
True.
Yeah, so it's not going to be an issue if it goes there.
You make some very good points, Paul. I do appreciate it, my friend. Thank you so
much.
You
have a good day, sir. I enjoy your show immensely. Have a good day.
All right. I will say, Paul's right, they do work super hard because, you know, there's always a line when I go to Vassar Street to the post office. So those workers, they aren't taking a break. It's one person after another, and somebody has a problem, and it takes a lot of work to solve these issues. Plus, they have the visa, the, you know, a window right there at the post office, too. They do a lot there, and we would hate to see these post offices close. Then again, it is a big money drain. The Postal Service is kind of quasi-governmental, and it does take a lot of money. It's never in the black. It's always in the red. But the cost of sending a letter still is kind of a good deal, right? And what can they do? I mean, they even have a post office in Jarbidge, Nevada. They have to keep these little offices open for the people who live in these small towns. And by the way, speaking of Jarbidge, I'm glad you brought that up because we have Moose in Nevada, Northern Nevada. I've lived here most of my life. Never heard about Moose in Nevada. Never seen Moose here. Have you folks ever seen one here? I don't think so. My friends in Elko say they have spotted a few Moose out north and west of the city. And if you drive on 80 between Elko and Wendover, you might see a few moose in Nevada. Endow says they're monitoring new moose coming down from Idaho. And they're being followed by some wolves who are moving into Nevada, too. Yes, wolves, too, moving into Nevada. And around Ely, I heard a good numbers of elk coming in from, I think, Idaho also. I hope they don't try to turn Nevada into the state they came from. Anyway, I guess I was clueless in this because I was amazed. But Henry, you know, our big outdoorsman who works at the radio station, he says, oh, yeah, they've been here 20, 25 years. I learned something new all the time. Even though I spent most of my life in Nevada, I didn't know we were home for moose. It is really something. And if you do run into them, don't walk up to them. They're not as gentle as they look. I worked in Maine. I learned they are gentle from a distance, but very deceiving because they're mean and they're nasty and they are never in a good mood. Endow might even open a hunting season, I heard, or maybe they have already. I haven't kept up on this. And it just so happens, and I was watching Thursday night, this TV show called Outdoor Nevada on PBS. I think the series comes from the Vegas PBS station. And their guy went to Jarbidge. Jarbidge. Anybody been to? I have not been to Jarbidge myself. It's a good dirt road drive up from Elko. And that road actually stays closed all the way to July because it is muddy, that road from winter that long. And they actually caught video of some moose on Thursday night hanging out by the dirt road, which is Main Street in Jarbidge. It's really cool to see. Yeah, it's amazing. Amazing for the moose and amazing me watching PBS. listen, I watch Lawrence Welk, so just to irritate my wife, though. And that's always fun for me. And, well, that's about it. I've run out of stuff as usual. How you doing, Craig? We have a lot of winners for the comedy tickets.
We have quite a few.
Sounds like a party there.
I'll be getting with them shortly after we go off the air in about 2 minutes, maybe 5 minutes.
What? Oh, my gosh, you're right. Less than 5 minutes away. Okay, anything I missed?
No, nothing you missed. Okay. Just keep on going.
Keep on going? Okay, let me squeeze this in because Channel 4 had a story on their website this morning. A San Francisco store now blocking customers from walking their aisles to prevent shoplifting. Yeah, I'll leave you on a happy note there. Customers at this hardware store there, it's a big one, are being asked to wait behind a desk at the store entrance, working with employees with access to the shelves to fulfill their shopping lists. Just wonderful. Just make everything more difficult for the law-abiding, right? That's how gun control works, too. And we also learned this morning that there are still Schwam food trucks, but not as many as before. But I highly recommend them. I thought the food was great. And Craig is a big fan of Walmart food delivery from their market, which I have heard other good things about. And it's very economical. You said, what, $3? $3 for the guy to actually shop and get the stuff off the shelves and then deliver to you? Okay, I guess I asked the wrong time. I'll be back next Saturday from 9 to noon on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Lots more to talk about that I didn't get to today that we'll get into next Saturday morning. I really appreciate you folks tuning in. And, of course, share the news about the show with your friends, and the more the merrier. Okay, have a great weekend. I'm John Potter. FM News Talk time is 11:58.